Tuesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle. Great fill-in job there. Thank you. Time for Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. I'm your host, Quentin, and we have two lovely people in the studio with me today. Dave, of course.
Actually, man, we have three. You're not counting yourself, you lovely human being.
I am here, it's true.
In all your lovely humanness.
Yeah, pump me up,
I'll pump you up like one of those new plastic Santa Claus inflatables that you see out on everyone's front lawn this year for no good reason.
You're right.
We're looking forward
to that.
We also have a Dalek in the studio.
Do we?
Yeah.
Right over there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I can't wait.
The Dalek.
Mostly Great British tunage, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And
what was that Christmas
conversational thing? We just heard Depressed Christmas by Culture Side.
Yeah.
I think an appropriate song for some.
And that the album with that, was that Santa Was My Lover?
The other side?
Santa Claus.
It's a 45. Let's see. Okay, let's do the DJ thing.
Yeah, Santa Claus Was My Lover.
It's a classic. Record.
You know, it's funny because that's also like the title of a poem that Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie
it's
did.
It's funny. I'm looking
in the
I'm
late '80s. Awesome comedy.
I got the cover in one hand, the record in the other one, and hey, Baz, it's like that record we made.
Yeah.
There's no record label.
Right.
There's nothing. There's no information. Barry and I once made a record
just
like this.
Jinx. No information.
If Santa were my lover, I'd get up behind him with a chainsaw that I'd taken the blade off, and I'd run it up between his legs. And it would make his belly jiggle and his big left belt buckle.
someone is waiting, lurking in the trees. The spirits of her walking back to me. I look at me now, feeling emotion. I look at me now, the king of the castle. The Salvation Army girl squeeze. Look at me now, feeling emotion. Look at me now, look at me now.
There's nothing wrong with that song.
No, no. It's sort of like, how many times in a week could you eat that song for breakfast before you wanted something else?
Yeah, I love that number. That's Brontosaurus by The Move from 1970. No, actually, 1969.
Really?
Yeah. The year the Beatles were failing to understand what hard rock was all about, The Move were understanding it perfectly.
Yeah. Good for them.
Big shaky heads all around here. Barry's the sort of guy that you're walking through the mall with him, and then in the distance they're playing a song by Paul McCartney or something, and
right.
He'll turn to you and he'll say, "They really were that good, weren't they?"
Well,
but no, The Move, and that was a little Roy Wood special there. We opened with his later band. Roy Wood was the lead singer and principal songwriter of The Move. Then he formed ELO, which he left after one album. And then he formed Wizard, one of the best bands of all time.
That's
ever.
Right, right.
And that record that we opened the show with, See My Baby Jive, is one of the best songs of all time ever.
What a coincidence.
Any doubt whatsoever.
That's also true.
It's true.
You got two for two.
So much truth. And the song in the middle was from ELO's first album when Roy Wood was at the helm, so to speak. I think it was one of these cases where there was just two egos in the band, Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood, and it didn't work.
Mm.
It's 20 past five. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British pop music show on CITR. What do you guys got for me? You're like,
It's the weather. It's the weather in fucking London, isn't it?
That's right. If you meet a Brit, the first thing you do is you talk about the weather, right? Because it's a safe thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I'm talking about the weather right now. I'll tell you what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's a big pile of snow-colored shit.
Not here.
I don't give a shit about here. I don't want to be here right now. I want to be somewhere else, and that somewhere else is England. So this is Chips with Everything. I want to know what the hell you're going to do about it, Quentin.
Well, as in time.
Wait a second. You're the host, okay? I'm the sidekick.
What am I going to do about the snow at Heathrow Airport?
Yeah, this is Chips with Everything.
What am I going to do about it? I guess I Googled it last night on your behalf.
Okay.
Is that not enough?
You've done way more.
I then gave you verbally the information that Heathrow was closed.
Everybody, what I want you to do right now is I want you to get your, not all of them, but a couple of your mom's collector spoons that she has on the wall and take them and mail them to London right now.
Are you talking to your English brethren here?
Yeah. I don't care. No. We'll take Hungarian souvenir spoons, Niagara Falls souvenir spoons. And your mother?
No.
Your mother?
No. I have a better idea.
Your mother can be from Somalia. Just mail them to England so they can use them.
Here's
to dig out some of the snow.
No, I think we should take our collective karma waves and direct them towards England. I've just read this book about happiness in England.
Okay, here we go.
And
here we go.
There was
here
a show. Go. There was here a show. Go. I can't remember what it was called.
Fascinating.
But they had English people, hug trees. They performed biodanza.
Go on.
They did Tai Chi. They do yoga. And they laugh. They did laughing yoga. And they did flotation tanks. They tried everything to make Brits happy.
Who are these people?
It did not work. This is a BBC show. So he was watching this show where Brits were trying to be happy by all these things. And
Is this like Malcolm Gladwell or something?
This is a book called The Geography of Bliss.
The Geography of Bliss.
In search of the happiest people on earth. And they weren't Brits because he says, I hit the pause button. He was watching a video of this BBC show, Brits trying to be happy. I can't take it anymore. Watching the Brits shed their inhibitions is like watching elephants mate. You know it happens. It must.
What?
But it's... It's noisy, awkward, and you can't help but wonder, is this something I need to see?
Nice, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, you know what I think about the Brits and happiness? It's a work in progress. I'll say that much for you.
Oh, you think so?
God, yeah.
I don't see... I know a lot of happy
Brits.
We've all lived there.
Right.
We've all lived here.
Yeah.
But would you say that the Canucks are generally happier than the Britishers?
Well, they're less unhappy.
Interesting. You know, Christmas is pretty good in Scotland.
What
great
do you got?
Great movies. you know.
Good, good.
Bond movie on Christmas Day, guaranteed.
Right, of course.
On television.
Yeah. Do you cry when you see...
Maybe a new offering from the Wallace and Gromit stable, you know.
It's a Wonderful Life. Does that one get you every
all
time?
Popular, it's not all popular culture. Santa hats available by, you know... suit-faced ruffians on every street corner.
Good, good. And where do you wear those? When you go out drinking?
Yeah, of course. And, of course, instead of a normal glass, you use a big, festive glass boot that holds 3.5 pints of snakebite and blackcurrant.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a foot of ale as opposed to a yard of ale?
Yeah, I guess that is a foot of ale.
A foot of ale.
Where's our drummer?
Wow.
It's 25 past 5. We're going to play some Christmas tunage now.
I can't believe it. Is it really?
Bull Kid, a Christmas number, I guess, kind of. It's called Amazing Dave, so I dedicate that to you, Dave.
Thanks, man.
Don't you have any Barry songs?
Barry.
Well, let's see. Of course,
you yeah, there's a Pulp song called something like Fantastic Barry. Actually, yeah. It's not a great song, though. Wait, you could just ask your daughter about that. She likes Pulp.
But isn't there one called like Barry's Party? What about that one? You know,
Bazzy's Party. That's
Bazzy's
right.
Party.
Bazzy's Party. Mm. He and Uptight Basil.
Uptight. Basil.
Oh, there's lots
He's
of songs.
He's got a real
razzle
dazzle.
How many Quentin songs?
No, it has to be a Christmas song.
But Christmas at Barry's.
Yeah.
What is Christmas at Barry's like?
We have Christmas lights in the coffee tree.
Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's right. You do?
Yeah. So
is that actually a tree or a plant?
I think they call it a bush.
A bush?
Yeah. Nice.
Does it ever light on fire at Christmas?
If I can just change the subject from that.
Thank you.
Rapidly. Before we get drummed off the air.
Dromedary? Dromedary. Dromedary. Pachyderm.
Keep going. Keep going.
Proboscis. What do all these things have in common?
Very interesting.
What do they all have in common?
They have trunks.
They're all long words for stuff that you can use short words for. Or like more commonly known words.
I see.
But to that's be a smart ass.
That's an interesting piece of trivia.
Yeah. And the reason that my whole life now is a series of social embarrassments, like at the grocery store. How many grams are there in a pound, cashier? You know, is because I've been going to the Our Town Cafe for their trivia night.
Well, your long history of trading in drugs means that that question is really easy.
Bing! 28 grams an ounce, my friend. 28 grams an ounce.
So when's this?
28 grams is a heavy load to carry all the way to heaven. So
let's ask a hard question.
Yeah, anyway.
Let's see. Who holds the record for the most consecutive Grammys for a comedy album?
Oh, that's so easy.
It's probably, no, it's got to be
Wayne and Schuster.
I don't even know the answer to
Wayne
this.
Wayne and Schuster.
Let's,
who had a good run?
No,
Robin
it's
got to
be Weird Al Yankovic. He wins every year.
Yeah, okay, Weird Al. We'll give it to Weird Al.
Anyway, call in with your trivia questions.
822-2487 or 822.
Can I just go back and
CITR?
I was gonna before we had the Cock and Bull Kids, Amazing Dave. There was Christine Hunter's "Santa Bring Me Ringo." You guys said that wasn't the best version of that song that you've ever heard.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a local band that does it.
Yeah,
it's and it's better than the original version on the highly collectible, well, much lauded Roulette label by the famous
Sister DJ's radio band, right? They did a lot of great things.
It's less derivative, I'd say.
But now what I want to talk about is some of the guys from that band are actually performing at the Our Town Cafe. For the quiz night.
The fingers on the microphone.
You win money. Here.
What the hell are you talking about?
The quiz night. You win money. Meg's wonderful. Def Jeopardy is the band, as in Def Jeopardy. And you get asked a series of questions, groups of five, teams of five. It's about 60 people, 70 people. You drink beer, and then you win beer.
PBR 350.
The crowd is in their early to mid-20s.
Oh, I see. It's a public service announcement.
Oh, yeah, this is a public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was just a personal remembrance.
Blow your brain cells and stretch your minds at the Our Town Cafe this Thursday. No, January 13th Thursday and every second Thursday thereafter.
Every second and fourth Thursday of the month.
Every second and fourth Thursday of the month.
It's coming. It's basically Outdrink Dave night.
It's so good.
PBR at 350.
Yeah.
I see you've got a can of that in your hand right now.
All the kids are drinking it. It can't be wrong.
This one's for Adam.
It's baby's first Christmas. It's something to see. Mommy and daddy trimming baby's Christmas tree.
mother about me. She'll only get angry knowing you come back. But what a heart can't see can hurt her. So take my hand and step inside. Bar. I said, hey, fatso, seen you before at the midnight sun.
Could we dance on the floor and around?
At the midnight sun.
Could we dance on the floor and around?
He gave me his name, Santa Claus, and $50. Said Mrs. Claus was menopause and not much fun. Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. He's nothing but a dangerous hood. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh. If I would just be good and do what he said. Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. I can't handle the beard. But the reindeer was too weird.
Well, we shacked up at the North Pole. It was mighty cold. One night I said, Santa, you are old, but I am young.
And I want to get down and boogie around and have a good time with all my friends and get crazy out on the dance floor.
I was naughty and nice. He made a list and he checked it twice.
Checked it twice?
Checked it twice.
Got pissed off and threw me a punch, but he was drunk. He said, I'll put you back where you come from, you little punk. And we drove down to the corner of Westheimer.
Mama always told me, don't believe in Santa Claus. And he treated me just like she said he would. But he promised me presents and a ride in a sleigh. If I would just be good and do what he said. And Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. And Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird. So I can't handle the beard.
some news for you. I've moved heaven and earth for you. Only one thing left to say. Do you wanna, are you gonna, do you wanna go my way?
I'd like to do an entire, like a 3-hour DJ set when we only do the middle bits from techno songs.
Yeah.
Just the breakdowns, man.
They call that France. I hate that shit. My God.
You mean France.
I had to... No, France.
Listen to this bit.
Oh, I love the
This
France.
Is the ultimate breakdown. Come on, shake it out. Shake it, shake your sillies out. Barry reaches for his faith. Come on. Have you ever taken your faith to a rave, Barry?
No.
He's shaking his head. Well, it's a total eclipse of the moon tomorrow night, according to our friend David here. Do you want to
get
some more
details? No fucking way. No fucking way. No, it's tonight. It's tonight.
Is it tonight?
Well, it might be tomorrow night, but it's tonight.
The solstice is Monday night at midnight.
No, it might be Monday.
Yeah. As of Monday night, midnight,
listen,
everything starts
I know
getting
is
better.
You got a total eclipse of the moon, a winter solstice, and a new moon coming up. The full moon's pretty, but a new moon? Ask anybody.
New
and
moon's
tell
in
ya,
2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
The total eclipse of the moon, of course, is when the sun passes between the moon and the earth, right?
Yeah.
We get a really good view of it.
Yeah, so that'll be good. And that combined with solstice,
no,
essentially, if you're not going to either... get laid or do something with seed, you're wasting your time on that night.
Solstice seed.
Yeah, start something new, whatever it might be. For sure.
According to my electronic device, my most played record of 2010, or track, I guess, was Your Applications Failed by Roxy Music.
Really?
Nice. That's appropriate.
Because that's what this is?
How about you guys?
My most played tune of 2010?
Jeez.
Was probably, Pure. Not Pure.
Am I allowed to check my iPod?
It's a Fine Night Tonight.
iPod's out, guys.
It's a Fine Night Tonight.
Really?
Yeah, Opus Mind Fruit.
You're
know
just saying that because we're listening to this thing in the background.
Yeah, that's right. But it could also be true. Like, if there's an infinite number of universes,
you were an ABBA guy.
I'm right. I don't know. I've been listening to Tower of Song over and over and over and over and over and over. Okay?
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with our best of 2010,
good.
I guess.
And you better bring the best of your 2010.
You're going to be in Dingland at that
point? I'll be in Dingland, yeah. I'm going to be on the Curry Mile, my friend.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to say cheerio.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Can't you see? To think I once believed that everyone could see. I didn't realize that you would disagree. There must be a thousand to one look at you. The things you do and tell you that you're wrong. Why can't you see? Yeah, look at what you've done. You took away our fun. It's in the smile, but a long, long one. Is this a time of yours? It's just the modern doors. Now well done, well done. Took away our fun. Don't lie to criticize. You think you're right, I realize. Well, I know there must be a thousand.
Dear Judith, I write for your advice. Dear Judith, I can turn to no one else. My family used to change.
And that was Chips with Everything. Wow. Christmas. Well, I've got a little something. They're hanging around here, and I've got a little something for all of you out in Radio Land, and also for the boys from Chips with Everything. I always play a little something from the UK. It actually was a coincidence.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know. So they like it. So and everyone else seems to. So I've got a little something for Christmas. I don't play a lot of Christmas music. It's just not my thing. But here's a little something from Queer FM. Ah, we still have Winamp playing here. Let's stop that and go back to this. This is a thing from Neil Patrick Harris. It's Barney Stinson, his character from How I Met Your Mother. And I think you'll like it, again, from Queer FM.
Hi there. We've had a lot of fun tonight, but on a more serious note, this is the time of year when we remember the importance of giving.